We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tulane Tuesday back here on Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrity, welcome in now, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave. Willie Fritz, coach, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Obviously, coming off a tough one against UCF.
Yeah, good squad. They're number one offense in the nation. We kind of found out why Saturday. Did a good job of spreading you out. Really accurate quarterback. Does a good job buying extra time in the pocket. You get in a game like that, and you're having a tough time slowing them down. You got to match them, point for point. We did a good job early, but just didn't. Play well enough with and offensively and defensively to get it done.
Now, Coach Fritz, talking about slowing him down, what came about that all of a sudden we're going to rush three, I'm going to drop eight into coverage, then all of a sudden you say, well, hell, this ain't working. We got to do something else. Just talk about that plan and what went into existence. But we're going to take that concept and they said, okay, enough of that. We got to do something else. Now, ultimately, what's going to work is what you want to do. But why did you think that would work, a three-man rush and eight in coverage?
Oh, even the week before, the few games they'd had this year, they'd had people play some four-man front, played more man, and with their wide splits, you kind of got to tip your hand as to if you're playing man zone and how you're playing it, and you're short in the box sometimes as well. So, Tulsa's played them and, beat them the last couple of years playing three-man front, rushing three.
Okay.
Dropping eight, and had some success. We actually went and watched a lot of tape of Arkansas playing Mississippi State and Ole Miss and doing the same thing and having some success. And we're concerned about some of our matchups on the perimeter if we stayed in a four-man front. It turns into man when they pick those wide splits of the receivers, even if you're in a zone concept. So we worked on it, had a tough time getting pressure. You do the math. They got five blockers. They got three rushers.
Right.
We weren't as disciplined as we needed to be when you spot drop. And you're dropping, five in the underneath zones and having three deep. And we switched back and we played our regular package in the second half. And they did a good job running the ball during that time and really controlled the clock. And made it difficult for us to get the ball back to our offense.
Now, Coach Fritz, is that a personnel issue that they were just simply better or the talent discrepancy that comes about? What is your take when you watch the film?
Well, we knew it was going to be, it's going to be tough to slow them down too much. I think they're averaging, they had 800 yards against Memphis. And they had 680 against us, and they had 650, 60 against Georgia Tech. And so they've been running up and down the field on everybody. Tulsa was the one team that kind of slowed them down, particularly in the second half. And I think that was slowing them down for about 550, 580, something like that. So we knew it was, they're very explosive. They got great receivers. I think, one guy's, probably going to be a pretty high draft pick. He was, a tough guy, tough matchup for us. And they put him in a lot of different spots, which is smart. So you can't, try to do the same type of coverage and bracket and all those kind of different things. Good offensive line, really big. And then, it all is with the quarterback. He's, super accurate, great feet, can run well, and, you know, did a good job of buying a bunch of extra time in the pocket. You know, we get one guy free, and he'd get outside the pocket and buy a lot of extra time, and they convert to scramble rules with the receivers. You know, so they've got a good plan. They've been running it there for a long time, and they executed well on Saturday.
Well, Coach Fritz, I'll look at you scored 34 points. To me, even if you score 40 and you're in the mid-30s, you should be able to win, but you give up 51. A lot of times, I'm looking at the game, and it just seems like on the back end of the defense, the secondary. I mean, how can you address that? You just playing better in the back end of secondary. The same thing with the Saints. I mean, you look at the LSU Tigers, whoever. It just seems like the back end of the secondary, is it not the athletes that are there or what? But it seems like teams are struggling there.
Well, it's a combination. You know, when you got to cover them, you got to have pressure. You don't have pressure, you got to cover them for a long time. And when that's the case, you better have, you know, your Jimmys need to be better than their Joes. And, you know, there's some times when they get into four wides, you know, it ends up turning in man coverage in four type situations. And if they do a good job of, you know, protecting it, you know, you got to cover for a long time. And, you know, that was one of our concerns was, you know, a few mismatches, you know, in coverage, particularly when we played man, if, you know, whether it's man three or zero coverage where you have no help, you know, that, you know, we were going to have some mismatches and, you know, they exploited those on Saturday.
Now, Coach Fritz, was it like almost you taking the approach like, damn, I got to steal a possession, looking at a third quarter back-to-back onside kicks? You don't see that too often.
Well, actually, three of them. You know,
three of them, okay.
at that point in time, I didn't think there was a big difference between them going 50 or 75.
You know, okay,
we went ahead and onside kicked them, and you know, a couple of them we had a real good chance. They made great plays to recover two of them. The first one was just a regular surprise onside kick. We just bunted it, and it took a nice bounce to the kid, and he did a good job feeling it. But the other two, we came close to getting, and they really made nice plays to recover. But, yeah, you're right. You're trying to steal a possession. And, you know, the way it had been going during that time, a long field short field wasn't any different than a long field for him. So we tried to give it a go.
Now, Coach Fritz, the Temple Owls, you playing this Saturday. Now you look at the conference and how competitive it's been, and I know you want to be a contender, but so what are you telling the team? One game at a time, we've got to beat Temple and then possibly get bowl eligible or what?
We're just worried about Temple right now. You know, I talked to the guys about we played six games. We've got five left. We need to put everything into it that we possibly can. It's one thing I'm going to teach these guys how to face adversity in a positive manner. And, you know, the guys have been great. We got a great group of young men. They're disappointed. Staff's disappointed. But still got a lot of football to play. And, you know, Temple's a typical, Temple team since I've been here. Real big on the offense and defensive line. And, they got a veteran quarterback. This will be his third year starting for him. And they've only had the chance to play three games. They had a few of them canceled early in the year. Philadelphia's had, you know, probably even more stringent rules as far as COVID-19 than New Orleans. And, so they're getting it going, too. This will be their fourth ball game. But a very talented team, great wide receiver. It's probably going to be a pretty high draft pick. So it'll be another challenge for us. Every team in this league is good.
Now, Coach Fritz, obviously your schedule and how you're practicing, you're preparing for that 11 a.m. Kickoff on Saturday. Now, you're dealing with the virus. Every team's dealing with that. But then it's not unusual in these parts, because all of a sudden it's still hurricane season. Then all of a sudden you got something that could come about tomorrow late in the afternoon, 6, 7 o'clock, with a hurricane. Does that affect your practice schedule and how you handle the players?
Oh yeah, we normally have the opportunity to get inside, with the Saints indoor over at Metairie, or run down the Superdome. They're having a convention with Oshner this weekend down the Superdome, and getting set up for that. And, because of COVID-19, we're not allowed to go out there, with good reason, to the Saints facility. So it's we got to go every time we get an opportunity to. We're gonna try to go in the morning. We'll see how the weather is. Sounds like they're doing all classes online here at Tulane tomorrow. We're always getting updated with anything new that's going on, as far as the campus is concerned.
Right.
And sometimes you're just not able to go. This is Saints have been so great to allow us to go out there and practice a bunch, but this year is a little bit different. And if we're not able to go out tomorrow, we'll have some long meetings, and maybe do some walkthroughs in the gymnasium. So we've got a few different plans set up just to see how the weather is.
Coach Fritz, with that being said, can we not practice in the morning maybe? Because
we always go. Yeah,
I got you.
We got practice. We got most of our guys have got class.
I got you.
In the afternoon. So, yeah, we're up early. We go, we have 5:30 a.m., breakfast and training room. And then we start meetings at 7. And then we go, get out on the field. We go from 8:30 to 10:30. Everybody's got class at noon.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you all. Roll wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.